In the prior segment, I was mentioning about a couple seeking a short-term rental in Montecito, mid-February to end of April. Pool is a plus. They're willing to spend $35,000 to $55,000 per month. I guess that's only in Santa Barbara segment. Now, another agent told me this story. This goes back about 10 years, 2015. Now, what's interesting is 2015, when I did my first year-to-date stats, I didn't mention this, but I have in the past. The year-to-date median price in 2015 was $1,150,000 for the first 43 weeks of the year. And it jumped almost 4% to close to $2 million. $1,002,000. And then it jumped even more, $1,277,000. So 2015 was a bit of a low point there. So this other agent told me this story. He had a listing, got into escrow around $1,003,000. So that's above the $1,150,000 median price. And they're in escrow, and the buyer issued a request for a $40,000 credit. Now, is that a lot? Well, for a house that's $1,003,000, well, we don't know what it's for. If it's for a discovery that the foundation needs to be, a portion of the foundation needs to be replaced, well, then it's not so bad, because that's something that you really can't, or the roof is leaking like a sieve and no one knew it. So if it's something so substantial that if the seller does not remedy it, he can't sell the house, well, then $40,000 might be reasonable. But I got the impression that it wasn't something as that. It was more of a laundry list. And on top of that, though, they played hardball. They requested a $40,000 credit along with signed escrow cancellation instructions. That is hardball. That means I'm walking away unless you give me the $40,000. Now, I don't know what prompted them to take that tactic. And you would think if they took that meant that they were serious. That, you know what? I'm not buying this unless I get the $40,000. The seller signed the cancellation instructions. The buyer's agent said, oh, no. We'll withdraw the $40,000 request for credit. We'll buy it as is. The seller said no, and he withdrew it from the market. That's overplaying your hand. That's overplaying your hand. Could have asked for the $40,000 credit. Seller would have said no, and then the buyer would have gone on. The seller, if a buyer issued a request for a $40,000 credit, the seller can't turn around and say, no, I'm canceling the escrow. Can't do that. Seller can only say yes or no. And then it's up in the buyer's court to decide what to do. But they, for whatever reason, wanted to play hardball and included that cancellation instructions signed by the buyer. So once the seller signed it, it was done. Now, why did the seller do that? He was on the market. He wanted to sell it. I don't know why. But he came back on the market a year later and got about $100,000 more. And the median price didn't go up that much. It went up 3.8% the first 43 weeks of the year. so far. Well, let's see what we got. And for the year 2015, the median price was $1,132,000 for the entire year, and then it went up $50,000 to $1,184,000. But this guy was in escrow for about $1,003,000, so he was a little bit higher. So that's a sad story. That's a really sad story. I hope that agent and that buyer went and bought something right away and are happy. But that's a tale to not overplay your hand. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.